While Robert X. Cringely is known for bringing us the flavor of the early days of the PC industry, he still keeps current and looks to the future. In his Neosa keynote, he spoke about what happens when Moore's Law ends, and how the stage after ubiquity for a technology is invisibility. So as a book author and longtime magazine columnist, I asked him what the future is, if any, of print.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
I was really bummed. I think it was February when InfoWars published this last.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad, and I kept the issue and all. What do you think the future is for print?
I think the future for print is an interesting one. There's definitely a future for print, but it's a high-cost medium, and it's only efficiently done for readers who can either be sold for very large amounts to advertisers or else are willing to pay personally. And as more and more content becomes available on the web, fewer and fewer people are willing to pay for anything. So I would say, in the end, it becomes, you know, what Marshall McLuhan said, that obsolete communication technologies are preserved as art forms. And I'd say that that's it.
Well, I'm looking at some of these trade magazines that I get, and they're really thin. I mean, you know, you see them E-Week, Information Week, and all, they're really...
Yeah, but it's the future is not paper.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.